This is Radharaj Sudhaniti class. We wanted to finish a few points yesterday on verse 14. Radha Karavichita Radha Karavachita Palava Valarike Radha Padanka Vilasan Madarastalike Radha Yasho Mukaramatta Kagagavalike Radha Vihara Vipane Ramatam Manome. Saraswati Pad is telling, may my mind find happiness in Vrindavan, the play forest of Radharani, Bihar Vipana, Bihar Vrindavan. What is this playground? This playground of Vrindavan is where the vines, the lata, the valvari, palava, the flower buds, and the creepers have all been touched by Radharani's hand. Radhakara. Kara means hand. Hot, Kara. Kara. Same as Bengali, Sanskrit, same. Kara. Like Kartal. So, Palava means bud. That's one distinguishing quality. Visheshgun. Vrindavan Visheshgun. This Champa tree, this Madhavi Lata, Kadamba pear. There's Kadamba pear here. There's Neem pear. There's Tamal pear. Lagalaga pear. Bitar. And all Radharani Sparsha, Kara Sparsh. So they're all in Madhurya, Madhurya Bhav Magana. They're all submerged in the Madhurya. Then it says that this ground, this Brajduli, the land of Vrindavan, it's become Madhur. It's become Madhu, very sweet. It's become sweet. This is in India, because you can't adjust anything, so you say Bhagavan Itcha, the Uparwala. So, this Braj Duli, this Braj Bhumi, the land of Vrindavan, it's sweet. It's sweet with Madhura Vilasan. Says, Radha Padanka Vilasan Madarastalike. These stalis, Leela stalis, Govinda stali, Rasa stali, Julan stali, Dan Gati stali. These places of Krishna's pastimes are very sweet because of Radharani's contact with Radharani's Padanka, her lotus feet. Just like if you take a glovjaman and or you take a rasgula and you take the juice and rub it all over your body, the rus. Then your body becomes sweet. So Radharani's feet are moving all over Braj, in the Julan Leela Stali, in the Rasa Leela Stali, and everywhere this ground of Vrindavan, it's touched, it's marked by Radharani's footprints. Radharani's footprints, Padanka, her marks of her feet, they're sweet. Not only they're sweet by two things, by her bhav and by her Leela. Radharani's bhav is Madhurya bhav, or Mahabhav. And the leelas are Madhurya leela. The Rasa leela, all the leelas, Krishna and Gopian, they're all very, very sweet. Very, very sweet. And then he says, these birds, the birds you see, the pakshi, tota, quail, chiria, alagalaga, birds, other birds, they go mad. They go mata. Why? Because of mukara, their mouth, Radha Yasho, Radharani's fame, they're singing about Leela. They're singing, there's gan, paki gan. The song of the paki is Leela gan, Madhurya Leela gan, the song of Krishna's Madhurya Leela. And they're going mad. So then Saraswati Pad is telling his mind, stay here. This is Chanchulaman. Krishna is telling in Gita. And in the Bhagavad Gita, he says, Krishna is telling, Chanchulahi Mana Krishna, Pramati Balavan Dridam. Krishna says, Arjuna, control your mind. Give up this petty weakness of the heart. Arise, O chastiser of the enemy. Pick up your Gandiva. Shoot your bana. Shoot your arrows. He says, oh, I don't want. Vishad. This first chapter, Adhyaya, chapter 1, Adhyaya Gita, is Vishad. Vishad, yoga vibhag. Vishad. Despair, lamentation, despair. Vishad. So Krishna, he tells him, control your mind by abhyas, yoga abhyas. By every day doing sadhana bhakti, control your mind. Then Arjuna says, oh, my teacher, my guru, ami shishya, but aapka guru, apne guru, ami shishya, but I am both Brahma, the Brahma. I'm very bewildered. Chanchal hi mana Krishna, my mind is chanchal. Either, udar, upar, niche, piche, age. It's all over the place. Are, baba. Huh? Yeah, it's not turned on. Because I forgot and I locked the door. Yeah, so that's why I said it's so close. So, batteries? Maxell? Oh. Because that's the same one I had that failed. The one you gave me, that failed before. So, I'll just hold it, yeah. So he's telling his mind. So I had a few points in relation to this verse. These are points about sadhana in relation to this verse. Because he's praying here in Sadaka Vesh. Saraswati Pad, Prabhupada Saraswati, this is Radharas Sudaniti. He's in Sadaka Vesh. He's absorbed in the Sattvic Roop, in Stri Roop, Admi Roop, man, woman, doing bhajan. But he's in one level, he's in Siddha Sarup, Siddha Vesh, in his Manjari Sarup, envisioning his Manjari Sarup, and he's seeing this Leela. I'm walking in the Vanvihar with Radharani, Vrindavan Gamana, and I'm wandering through the Van, and Talavan, and Madhuvan, and Vrindavan, mostly Vrindavan, Radha and Krishna, Madhurya Leela. And she's touching the lead, and the Manjari is there walking behind Radharani with Chamara, or throwing flower petals, or just walking behind carrying some tray with some water pot, or some kumkum, or some kajal, a laga-laga item, many different items. And so she's observing, like when you watch a movie, you observe the hero and the heroine, Nayaka and Nayak. So the Mantri is observing. So in Siddha Vesh, he's observing, oh, I see Radharani doing this and doing that, and I see her feet moving on the ground. And then he comes back. He loses that vision, that absorption, the high level of bhajan, seeing the leela, leela pravesh, entering the leela. Then he laments, filap. Oh, my mind. Before, for 10 minutes, my mind, you were very kind. Krishna says in Gita, the mind is the best of friends or the worst of enemies. You understand? Meraman kavi kavi bandhu. Meraman kavi kavi ari. Ari, enemy. How do you say enemy? Ari. Shatru. Kavi kavi shatru. Enemy. You know, opposed. Virod. Virod party. Virod party. So, the mind is a very good mind, a friendly mind is Leela Pravesh. Leela Smaran. That's bandhu, man bandhu. Friendly mind. But our mind is very less like this. So his mind was there giving him the darshan. Then he lost it. Then he said, oh, mind. Manome, my mind. Now you lost that. Now you're going here and there. Oh, what's for prasad? Oh, I need some new clothes. Oh, this, that, other thing. Just stay in the leela. So I made these points for sadhana. That all the plants, flowers, trees, and land of Braj is connected with Radharani. Because everything in Braj comes directly in contact, directly, sakshat, sparsha, directly in contact with Radharani's Madhurya Sarup. Mahabhav Sarupini Radha. Mahabhav Sarupini, from head to fingertips. From fingertips to her eyes. She looks with Mahabhav Drishti. She hears with Mahabhav Shabda, her ears, her kan. She smells, she touches, her feet are walking. And it's just radiating. It's emanating from her. So this, and Everything has come in contact with Radharani's beautiful hands, her eyes, her feet, and her heart. Sparshamani. Sparshamani. There's Chintamani and Sparshamani. Do cheese. Do item. So, Sparshamani, this is some element, some dhatu, that if you touch the Sparshamani to loha, then the loha becomes sona. Iron becomes gold. So this Radharani, she is Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi, Gaurangi Radha, Mahabhav Gaurangi. So she is so much Sparshamani. So she's touching this land of Vrindavan and turning it all into gold, turning it all into this golden effulgence of Madhurya Bhav. So we roll in our dust. So I'm saying this, that everything's come in contact with her and it's become like a Sparshamani. And there's that one bhajan in Hindi about 5 years ago, it's popular. I could say, in a verse it says, Radharani's touching Sparsha, Lata Sparsha, Lata Sparsha, Pata Sparsha, Pallava Sparsha. She's touching the leaves, she's touching the creepers, she's touching the flower buds. And what are they doing? How are they responding? Braj me lata patabi bole shi radha radha. Braj me lata patabi bole. You know? Shri Radha Radha. This is a Hindi song. Very popular in all Braj Mandal 5 years ago. Number one. Hit song.
7 years ago.
Huh? I know, 20 years ago, I don't know. I'm here for 30 years. So for me, it's 29, 30, 15, I get lost, you know. Yeah, you know, maybe you know, I don't know. Anything more than 1 year is a long time ago. Brajme lata patabi bole. So the pata and the lata, the leaves on the lata, the valari, what are they doing? Radharani's touching them. Sparsha, kara sparsha, then Shri Radha Radha, Shri Radha Radha. Then later, when Krishna's on his Abhisar, Krishna's on Abhisar looking for Radharani, Radha Kotai, Radha Kotai. Little Bengali. Kahan, Kahan. Ami Prem Bikari. Ami Prem Bikari, Radharani Kotai. Bengali, you know? You can translate in Bengali? You know Bengali? Yeah? You translate? What I said in Bengali.
Okay.
5 minutes, 2 minutes. Follow.
Kotai, Radha Kotai.
Don't you know Bangla Bhasha Samaste? Oh, Torah. Okay. Anyway, forget it. So everything here in Braj is an Udipan. It's an excitement that reminds us of Radharani. We remember Radha and Krishna, especially Vrindavan and our eternal sevas. So all these places in Vrindavan, they're special. You won't find these places anywhere in the universe. It says here, Madhurya. Madhurya Stalike, Vilasan Madhurya Stalike, Stalike. These sweet, special pastime places you won't find anywhere in the universe, nowhere on the earth. And then when we get here, okay, we just stay in Raman Reti, or we stay. We should move. And when Yatris come here, they come for 5 days and they go everywhere. They go to Barsana, Nandagram, Gokul, and Kaman, and everywhere, Radhakund, Govardhan. They want to see everything, they want to collect all the mercy. So when we live here, we should collect all the mercy of these places. So they're very special because every day Radharani's enjoying pastimes and she leaves her footprints there. So when we go to these Leela Stalis, what do? We remember Radha. Whatever we heard about Radharani and Krishna, and whatever we heard, when we go to a Leela Stali, either alone or with others, then we try to remember that. And we pray to Krishna, Krishna, give me some memory. Because he gives memory, no? And forgetfulness. I'm here in Varsana. And I know there's so many pastimes. And I read about them. I heard about them. I came here on Prikama, Braj Mandal Prikama. And the Tirth Guru, the guide, told me so many things. And then you sit and you pray, you chant. And then some nice things will come. And you remember. So this is how to do parikrama. Parikrama is not with your feet and your camera. First you take picture inside of the lila. Then you try to take a picture outside. Everyone goes with their eyes and their feet, and they touch, and they see. But when we do parikrama, a holy place, we should go with our mind. Our body is only to carry our mind. And we go there and we sit. Because the place, just like, what is the purpose of a jet plane? You get in this box called a jet plane in Calcutta, and then you fly, it takes you to some place, Delhi. And you get out. So when you go to a lila stali, it's meant, that place is meant to transport your mind into the lila. It's a transporting place. You know, it's where you I went to Barsana, I saw this. You ask someone, oh, I went to Barsana. What will they say? I saw this, I saw that, I heard this, I met this Baba, that Baba. Pajari gave me Mahaprasad. He gave me a garland, whatever. You know, show and tell or whatever. But who tells, oh, I went to Barsana and I sat in front of Lara Lilal and I was chanting and praying to her, please, I have heard so many lilas and I've read so many lilas about you and Barsana. Please, I want to see one of those lilas. I'm here now in your place. This is the meaning of parikrama. How many people do parikrama like this? How many people are told like this? Here, some guide will come and say, oh, this is that. Okay, you can say this is that. Okay, now sit for a half hour. I'm not speaking. Chant japa. Now pray that some lila comes in your mind. This is the real parikrama. Mostly you just get to the place, you go to the place of transportation. Like you're in Calcutta, you're living in Taliganj. You say, oh, I'm in Taliganj, I want to go to Delhi. Well, you can't just sit in Taliganj and go up on your roof in Taliganj in Calcutta and then say, oh, I want to go to Delhi, and just fly to Delhi. You have to go to Dum Dum, you have to go to the airport, get in the plane. So when you come to, that's why the acharyas tell us, live in a lila stali. Live in a lila stali according to your sankalpa. What is your sankalpa? What is your abhilash? What is your bhakti abhilash? What do you want to attain? If you want to attain Madhurya Bhav and the service of Radharani, then you live in a place that's saturated with Madhurya Bhav and saturated with Radharani Seva. So in Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we are worshippers of the gopis. Ramyat kachit upasana, Ramyat kachit upasana, Brajabadu bir sakalpata, kalpita. So, Ramya upasana, Ramya upasana, Brajaramani. The Ramya means delightful, beautiful, that worship. Upasana means worship, the sadhana of the mantris and gopis, how they worship Radharani. And that's told by Das Goswami and Stavavali and Stavamala and Prem Bhakti Chandrika. So many books it's telling. So they're telling us that we should live in a lila stali. So people live different places. Maybe they make the calculation a devotee may take for living is physical. This is a comfortable place. This is a social place. This is a comfortable place. There's lots of facility here. But this is exactly the wrong calculation for bhajan. Personally, I was living in Vrindavan for 15 years. Then I moved here in 2002, continually, steady, since then. So that's 14 years. When I was there, when I came to Vrindavan in 1987, I got all these books from Advaita Das, Stavavali, and all these others between 87 and 90. I was reading them, and then I realized, I have to live in a place that's conducive to my sadhana. And Das Goswami and Rupa Goswami are telling me I should live in Radhakund. Everywhere they're telling. Rupa Goswami, he lived sometime in Sevakunj, Vrindavan, and sometimes in Terakodamba, Nandagaon. But when he writes, when he gives shiksha, upadesh, when he gives shiksha and upadesh for the Bhakta Log, he doesn't say live in Sevakunj. You should live in Sevakunj. He doesn't say live in Terakodamba. He says you should live in Radhakund, Upadesh Amrita. And many other places, he says, at the highest place. And Das Goswami, when Das Goswami came to Vrindavan to commit suicide, then Rupa and Sanatan said, no, you have to teach Manjari Bhav. You were 16 years with Sarup Damodar Goswami and 16 years with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Puri and his Gambira Leela, his deepest, most confidential Madhurya Leela. So you have to go and teach the world how to practice this Manjari Bhav Upasana. Manjari Bhav Upasana. So he said, where should I go? I said, we'll give you the best place. Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, they didn't take him to Sevakunj and say, do bhajan here. They didn't take him to Terakodamba. Everybody goes to Terakodamba and says, oh, this is Rupa Goswami's place. Well, so is Radhakund. So he took Das Goswami here, and Das Goswami stayed here for 65 years. Haribo, writing about Manjari Bhava Upasana, how to worship in the Bhava of a Manjari, become Radharani's eternal maidservant, which is the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Gopi Bhava Angikara. And Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Gopi Bhava Angikara. Angikara means you must accept. It says, Raghunuga Bhakti Prachara. This is Bengali Shloka. Raghunuga Bhakti Prachara. Mahaprabhu has come to teach Raghunuga Bhakti. Some places are negative, some places are positive, some places are transcendental, some places are super transcendental. So a cemetery and a cremation ground is negative. Right? And a disco is positive, passionate. And a temple is positive, sattvic. And transcendental also. And Krishna's there. So this is the point. Okay, you're in Raman Reti, that's very nice. That's kind of like a freeway to get you somewhere. And there's specific pastimes of Radha and Krishna and Raman Reti. I'm yet to read of any. I lived there. I left there. Because to me, the pursuit of Radha and Krishna Prema was greater than my happiness of my eyes. The pursuit of Radha Krishna Prema was more important to me than the happiness of my eyes. Because when I would see Radha Shyam, I would feel very happy in mind and heart. But to develop Radha Krishna Prema and Gopi Bhav, the best place in all Braj Mandal, and every Acharya agrees, the best place is Radhakund for Madhurya Bhav. Specifically in Manjari Bhav. This is the place. That's why this is the center of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Lord Chaitanya discovered this place. Every place else is already discovered by the name Barkis and by so many other sadhus. But he didn't reveal Barsana or Nandagram or Gokul, so many places. Neither did Rupa or Sanatan or Lokanath or Bhugarbha, because they all were involved. Bhugarbha Goswami, Lokanath, and Rupa Sanatan, they were Leela Stali Prakat. They were manifesting the Leela Stalis of Braja. But none of them could find Radhakund. Radhakund is a gift of Mahaprabhu. You are a Gaudiya Vaishnava, this is for you. Oh, you are my son, I give you this 1 lakh. Does your father go around the town and give every son 1 lakh? I don't think so. Oh, you got married, you need some money. Here's 1 crore, buy a house. So Lord Chaitanya said, this is my wealth, I'm giving it to you. But who speaks like this? Who knows this? This is all in the books. I'm speaking from my realization. Paravipane, Ramatam, Ramatam, Raman, Sukh, Anand. Hey mind, find your happiness, Mansukh, Mansukh, Manananda. Find your happiness there in the forest of Vrindavan, with the monkeys, because the forest means trees and trees means monkeys. Monkeys are, they're fun. So this is the perfection of thought, to always remember. And wherever we go on Vrindavan, when we touch the leaves or the vines or the trees, we should think, oh, my Radha, my Swamini, she walked here. She came here last night. When I go in the garden, I embrace my trees and I touch the leaves of the Malati. And I say, did Radharani touch you last night? Did Krishna lean on its neem tree? Did Krishna lean on you last night? This is their bagicha. Because the spiritual world is here and here. It's not here. Spiritual world is not here. It's consciousness. It's a realm. Goloka is a realm. It's not a grahan. Surya grahan. Chanda grahan. Venus. How do you say Venus? Kanya grahan. The planets. Shukra grahan. It's a consciousness. Vrindavan is a state of consciousness. Not that you get in a rocket ship. We're going. Oh, keep going. Oh, there goes Janalok and Mahalok and Tapalok. There goes Satyalok. Oh, there goes Brahmalok. Keep going. Look out your window to the left. You'll see Brahmalok. Oh, there's Brahmalok. Oh, okay, that's nice. Oh, that little turbulence here. Fasten your seatbelt. Oh, what's happening? Be careful now. We're going through the coverings of the universe. It's going to be a little turbulence. Fasten your seatbelt. Please turn off your cell phone. And fasten your seatbelt. We're going through the covering universe. First we have to go through earth layer, then the water layer, and fire layer, and ether layer, and man, and buddhi, and hankar. That's going to be really bumpy, really bumpy going through a hankar. And then we have to get into the Brahma Jyoti. Then you better put your sunglasses on. The sunglasses will pop down automatically from the rooftop. There's sunglasses, they'll pop down. You'll hear the bell. Put them on, because when you look out the window, you'll see the Brahma Jyoti. Oh, wow, it's really bright. Wow, and you keep going and going, and then you'll see Vaikuntha. And don't get distracted. Don't pull the chain on the railway train and make the plane stop. Make the bogey, you pull the chain on a train and it stops. So don't pull the chain and stop in Vaikuntha. We're not stopping there. Keep going. Oh, look at that. That looks like Rukmini, Dwarkadish. Oh, I want to stop there. Hey, don't stop there. That's Dwarka. Oh, what's that? Oh, it looks like Uddhava. And it looks like Vasudeva and Devaki. Oh, I think I'll stop. That's Mathura Junction. This is Mathura. I have to stop. No, don't pull the chain there. This is not Mathura Junction. Don't get off there. Oh, what? Oh, what's all the, what's all these trees? There's no buildings. There's no palaces. There's no golden streets. Mathura had golden streets and golden palaces. There's only, what is this place? There's only trees everywhere. I just see green everywhere. Green, 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 green. What is this, Germany or Switzerland? What is this? You know, when you fly to these places, you look out the window, it's all green. Is there nobody lives here or what? It's all forests and countryside. So then here you look out the window, you see people and buildings. You know? Prepare. You know, we're about to land. We're going to land now on the Govardhan Parikrama Marg Airport. Govardhan Parikrama Marg Airport. It's 21, 14 kilometers long. We'll be landing there, and we'll be taxiing into Dangati, and then you can get down in Dangati. And I thank you for flying with Swami International Intergalactic Airlines. And we hope to see you again on Intergalactic Airlines. But we hope you don't come back either, because once you go there, Punarjanmana Vidyate. Punarjanmana Vidyate. Vidyate means there is. There is no more birth. Punarjanmana Vidyate. Vidyate means there is. Na. Na Vidyate means there is not. Punar, again, birth, when you go there. So that's not how it is. You don't get in a rocket ship. It's not a planet. It's a state of consciousness. That's where everywhere, they don't know how to describe the spiritual, they say world, realm, spiritual sky. It's not a planet, which is, I didn't even understand that till about 15 years ago. I thought it was some planet, Goloka Vrindavan. It's a planet. And you come down with a spaceship, and then the dust goes flying from, the rocket lands down, a moon landing, and then the gate comes down, and you walk out, and you have your Siddha Sarupa. Jai Ho! Welcome, Navadasi. Welcome, Navamandri. Come. That's why, the brain is called achintya tattva. Inconceivable. That's why I said that seeing the Leela Stalis is not with the eyes, it's with the heart and with the mind. Because the heart and mind take you to the spiritual world, not the eyes. The heart and mind take you to the spiritual realm, not 70,000 pictures of deities. Krishna doesn't say that in any book. It says, yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tyajat yanti kalevaram. Eighth chapter of Gita, verse 6. Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tyajat yanti kalevaram tam tam evaiti kontaya sadatad bhava bhavitaha. That bhav, that condition, that mood, that meditation, that feeling in the heart and mind that you're cultivating, sada, kirtaniya sadahari, always cultivating. Sada tad means that, like we say that, almost sounds like tad. Sanskrit, English, we say T-H-A-T, they say T-A-D, that, tad. Sada tad bhava bhavita, that will become, like we say bhavatu, punar mushika bhava, bhava means let it be, again become a mouse, you heard that. So, yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tyajat yante kalevaram. Ante kalevaram. The time of death. Tyajat. Tyag. When you die, marna kal. Katam hogi, haribo. Then, yam yam vapi smaran. Not how many eyeball pictures you took. What you remember. Because at death you can't see. When you're dying you can't see. You can't hear. You can't do anything. If you're lucky you may get a few seconds of remembrance by God. And usually what comes in your memory in that last few seconds is your wife, your husband, the kid that beat you up when you're 5 years old and you can never forget it. Whatever. Something ridiculous. Mundane. That's what comes. And again you take a very low birth. And low birth means material birth. So this is we go to these Leela Stalis and we think, oh my Swamini, she walked here, she touched this Malati Lata. How fortunate I am to be here. How fortunate are these Lata Devis. Then it's because it's talking about the dust of Vrindavan. So don't take the dust for granted. I said, don't take the dust for granted. The Brajaduli. It's very powerful. Like I went to one of my favorite places the other day, and I wanted to take some dust from the ground, from the Leela Stali and eat it. So I was paying obeisance to one tree, and the one tree was one of those kind of twisty trees of Braj, that don't grow more than 8 feet, but they twist all around all over the places. They go down like this. Those amazing trees of Braj, all tera pear. They're all like this. They grow like this, and they go along the ground like this, and they grow up like that. Have you seen? Very strange type of trees, very amazing, transcendental. So the tree was growing near where my head was, just by chance. It was also split, and that's another thing. Usually trees split, they're finished, it was split open. It was like lightning bolt, but it was still growing. The two sides were alive, and the middle was, and I looked up, and there was a bunch of brudge inside that tree. I said, well, now this is really high. This is rarefied. This is not only Leela Stali Brajaduli, but it's inside this Leela Riksha, Kapa Riksha, inside the hollow. The hollow, the hollow of the tree was inside. I said, this is really good. It's like primo. So this is the Brajaduli. Wherever we go, the dust is very powerful. This Brajaduli is Dibya, transcendental. It's Chintamani, Bhumi. These are thought fulfilling particles. Particle, kankan. If you just touch this dirt, because when you're walking barefoot in the Braj, you're thinking of Krishna and Radha, on Parikrama, remembering your pastimes, and you're praying to qualify to enter there and serve there, and all those thoughts are being registered in the dirt in the Brajaduli, and this Braj will fulfill those thoughts, because your feet are in contact with this Chintamani. These are thought-fulfilling particles. Each particle of dust of Vrindavan can give us Krishna Prema. Prem Kan Kan. And we should always remember that Radharani walked here. She is walking here. Radharani walked here. She is walking here. And she will walk here. How fortunate I am. So we should pray to the Brajaduli. When will I see Radha's footprints? We go to the Brajaduli, we go to a Leela Stali, Barsana or Nandagram or anywhere, and we pay dandavats, and we roll around, and we take some dust, and we think, we meditate, we chant, we pray. We write. Writers, they get inspired. And then what do? Then we should think, how fortunate I am. So we should pray there in the Brajaduli, when will I see Radharani's footprints here? It's like every day I go to Manasapavan Ghat, and I pay my obeisances and respects, and I lie in the dust of Manasapavan Ghat at Shamakund. There's a way you can lie down, do dandavats, where only part of your head is touching. You know, the science of full coverage. So you can lie down where maybe just the crown of your head is touching, but not your whole forehead. You have to move your head in a certain way where, you follow? It's like a certain angle where your whole forehead comes in touch with a Brajaraj. Then you think, oh, Radharani's Charanduli is on my forehead. You're thinking like that. And you're praying, Radharani, you came here today. You bathed here today. And I'm putting my head here. Will some altar from the bottom of your feet will come on my forehead? Will you please show me your footprints? And you're lying there and you're thinking, Radharani walked here. She is walking here. She'll walk here tomorrow. When will I see her footprints? This is Bhav. This is called Bhav Drishti. You see with your thinking, and when your heart catches up with your thinking, then you see with your heart. So your heart doesn't catch up with your thinking until we come to the level of Bhava Bhakti. Then we can see Leela. And now it's Ado Shraddha Tata Sada Sangha Bhajana Kriya Narta Nivriti Tata Nishta Tata Ruchi Asakti Bhav and Prema. At least we have to start thinking with feelings for Radha and Krishna. So I'm giving you an example. When will I see Radha's footprints, and when will you please bless me? The Padakartas sing, Vrindavan me kan kan bole shri Radha Radha. In Vrindavan, even the smallest pebbles and particles are chanting Radha 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 Radha. Vrindavan me kan kan bole shri Radha Radha. Kan kan means little bit. Little tiny, this little bit. Our minds, this is 8th point, our minds are forever searching for pleasure, happiness, and enjoyment in 1,000 different ways and places. But the search for bliss ends here. The search for bliss ends here in Vrindavan. So may we all follow Prabhupada Ananda Saraswati's perfect example and pray to Radhika. And pray to Vrindavan. O my foolish, restless, mad mind, just please find pleasure and find your satisfaction here in the rasa-filled forest of Vrindavan, the eternal playground of Radhika Shyam Rai. So this is my summary of some of the points that we discussed. Verse 14. Now we'll do verse, we'll start verse 9. He has a Sakhi Sarup, and he also has Mantri Sarup. We don't know the name of the Mantri Sarup, but there's about 50 verses, the 270 verses in Radharasamriti, where he's totally in Mantri Bhav, totally identifying, because he's using words, when will I be your Dasi? When will I be your Kinkari? Dasi. This is not Sakhi Bhav. Tungavidya is an Astra Sakhi. She's in Nayaka Bhav. She enjoys intimately with Krishna. But Manjris are servants of Radharani. So there's about 40 verses. So then, that's why Srila Nandadas is saying, Sripad is there in the Leela in his Kinkari form. Kinkari means Manjri, Dasi. So it's assumed, because he's writing with everything about the verse is all about from the Mutan. These not so directly, but many verses we discussed last Kartik, last year, they directly had the word Anucharani, Paricharani, Adasi, Kinkari, which all means Mandri. Mandri is a less common name in our Shastras, but that describes the maidservants, handmaidens of Radharani. So this is why we're saying Saraswati in his Mandri form. And these identities, because, you know, there's verses, there's one spiritual world for every liberated soul. And there's one Radha and Krishna for every liberated soul. So there's many of the eternal associates, they have different forms and they have different names. Prabhupada Saraswati is Tungavidya. Vakreshwara Pandit is also Tungavidya. Same name. No problem. So Vakreshwara Pandit, he's Tungavidya. So where he is Tungavidya Sakhi, then there's one Radha, there's one Krishna, there's one Rupa Mandir. All the whole entourage is there, and he's in his own spiritual world with them. And there's another Parakoshta, or area, another spiritual world, you can say, realm, because world means realm, level of awareness, consciousness, where Prabhupada Saraswati is Tungavidya, and there's a Radharani there, and there's a Lita there, and Vishaka. You follow? It's like in Dwarka Lila, Narada Muni went to visit the different palaces of Krishna, and he went there in one second. He went to all of them, and every one he saw Krishna, and every one he saw 16,108 Krishnas and Vasudevas and Devakis and Balarams and Uddhavas and the whole entourage of Krishna was right there. The only one that was different was one palace had Satyabhama, right? And her maidservants. The other one had Mitravinda and Rukmini. But everybody else was there, because it's joint family. So Krishna was Satyabhama and Vasudeva and Devaki and Uddhava and his advisors and Daruka and all that. Then you go to Satyabhama's palace, and it's Krishna and Satyabhama and Vasudeva and Devaki and Daruka and Uddhava, the whole entourage. So that proves, just right there in the Bhagavatam, what to speak of Brihad Bhagavatamrita and verses in Lagu Bhagavatamrita, explain how, and Bhakti Sandhava, there's one spiritual world for every liberated soul. That's why there's no problem. Like, sometimes I've seen on the internet where people are criticizing the Babaji's. They say, this Russian devotee went to one Babaji, you know, he got the name, you know, Rupa Mantri, say he got the name, you know, Madhavi Dasi, you know, Mantri Sarup. And then his god brother, he went there, he also got the name Madhavi Dasi. So this is bogus. This can't be your Sarup. I've seen arguments like this. How do 10 disciples of the Guru have the same Mantri Sarup, Nitya Sarup? Because these people are arguing, they don't understand. there's only so many names. Like in ISKCON, they try to, you know, develop like 60,000 varieties of different names. But here in other Gaudiya missions, the guru, he may have 50 disciples or 100 disciples named Advaitadas. They don't have any, there's no problem with that. Because every Advaitadas will have his, he'll be in the spiritual world, or, you know, whatever, I'm just saying as a sadhaka. Every there's 25 Advaitadas, because there's only so many names. And these are the standard names. There's no problem. There's no aparad. There's no problem. There's no difficulty on having repeated names. Because even here, oh, that's the Advaitadas from Holland. That's the Bengali Advaitadas. Oh, that's the Tall Advaitadas. That's the Russian Advaitadas. We have our ways of identifying. Just like in America, how many John Smiths are there? How many people are named John? How many people are named Pulkit? How many people are named Amit? Only one person in India names Pulkit?
George Foreman named all his kids George.
Yeah, whatever. So, it's all adjusted. It's always, all the time, it's individual. My guru has 100 Advaitadasas. I'm not saying my guru. Just say, see my guru as, you have the same name as me. Oh, I want to have my own name. That's just ego. That's just ego. All this is ego. You have your own name. It's your guru. Your guru and your Advaitadas. And this is your guru eternally. And you will eternally serve him. And say the guru, now that's just your sadhaka group, which you'll give up when you die and get another one and finally attain prema and die. But what about your Manjari Sroop? So 25 disciples may have a Manjari Sroop, say Mani Manjari. So in the spiritual world, each one of those Mani Manjaris will have their own Radharani, and they'll have their own Guru Sakhi. It says in Chandogya Upanishad in Bhakti Sandarbha that the jiva, the ordinary jiva, can expand 1,020 forms. 1,020 different forms. The jiva. What to speak of Sri Krishna and his Swarup Shakti? Ananta Rupam. Krishna is Ananta Rupam. Radharani is Ananta Rupam. Lita Sakhi is Ananta Rupam. I just proved this by Dwarka Leela. 16,000 Vasudevas. 16,000. 16 million Vasudevas. So take the same principle to the sadhaka level. You understand? It's logic, it's reason, it's shastra. Usually I don't entertain questions.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry. Usually I just deliver, because it's only 1 hour. So it's kind of, after Kartik on Sunday, it's 4 to 6. Anything. You can ask anything. is that point somewhat clear? You should always remember, the main principle, remember, is completely individual. Like, you ever hear this phrase? How many devotees here have Govardhan Shila? Raise your hand. So how do you describe your Govardhan Shila? What do you say? My Govardhan Shila, yeah? You have Govardhan Shila? What do you say? My Govardhan, or in your own language, or whatever. My, you know, your own language. Right, you have your own language. Did you see my deities? Did you see my Krishna? Is that right? What is that called? It's called Mamta Bhav. You know, you're Hindi. You know, Mamata. Mine. This is my mother. No, this is my mother. My brother and I used to say, sometimes I was talking to my brother, I was talking to my mother. And my brother would say, she's my mother also. I had so much Mamata, I'd say, she's my mother, not yours. So this Mamata, individuality and Mamata, it's here, already in front of your eyes, it's there also. You have an individual Giriraj. My Giriraj is there. You don't have him. And is Giriraj spiritual? Is he Krishna? Yes or no? Go like this. Is it Vrindavan the spiritual world? Are you in the spiritual world? So you have your own Krishna? And if you have your own Radha? So now, hey, Giriraj, Radharani, hey, it's the same. That's what the Brihad Bhagavatamrita is all about. He was here in real time, 500 years ago, a coward boy named Gopal Kumar. Sanat Goswami's writing. He was here, there was Govardhan, there was Radhakund, everything. Then he went And he went, and he, by his power, his bhava and everything, he went to Goloka Vrindavan. Hey, wait a minute. There's Radhakund and Govardhan and Radhan Krishna. And I got Radhakund. Everything's the same. It's consciousness. It's not moving to another country. It's moving the consciousness to another plane. Moving the consciousness to another level. Transcend. Go beyond. Transcendental. Beyond the see, feel, touch world. You have to leave that world. It's okay, that's seva, that's another thing. But then there's bhajan, personal bhajan. Okay, seva, because somebody in Russia, they, you know, they like it, whatever. But this, living in Vrindavan means this is a takeoff place for Lila Smaran. You can't do Lila Smaran anywhere else but Vrindavan. Impossible. Go and try. Very, very difficult. This is the platform for Lila Smaran, for thinking deeply and meditating on Radha and Krishna. That's what it means to live here. Otherwise, live in Russia and make DD outfits, send them in a post. Says a father loves his children, then he slaps them. Yeah? So, this is the ninth verse. Oh, this guy's so heavy, you know. I don't know. Is it okay? This is verse 9, Radharasudaniti. This is some preparation before we get into the Manjari Seva about Vrindavan and adjusting our mind and heart in the right bhav to enter the Leelas we'll discuss. I plan my classes for 30 days in a certain system. Kind of like Sammanavideya in the first couple of days and then Prayojan. This is verse 9. Vrindavani. Oh, I think it's overtime. Maybe we should start tomorrow. 1 hour is done. But many people go. There's another class at 4. And many people go there, including my guru. That's a class. Sri Radharasudaniti ki jai.